to provide with the respectful and dignified hearing that she deserves, and frankly, that our country deserves.
Republicans hope to confirm Barrett before Election Day. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal Housing Lender.
Kickback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
I hate wearing masks. They're hot. They scratch.
They fog up my glasses.
But when it comes to staying safe,
they're the best thing we've got.
So if we all wear them,
we won't have to wait on a vaccine
to get Alabama back to work.
Or to have school and football in the fall.
Or for small businesses to start growing again.
And our friends and family to stay healthy.
So let's wear our masks
so we can live our lives, get our economy moving, and keep Alabama open.
Brought to you by Wind Creek Hospitality in the Montgomery area, Chamber of Commerce, who encourages you to mask up, MGM.
Is your foot pain becoming a hassle? Can't get through a workday without pain? Can't go shopping without limping down the aisles? I'm Dr. Brian Kelly, a board-certified podiatrist with specialized training in endoscopic procedures for heel pain and neuromas. Most diagnostic procedures can be performed right in the office, saving you the time and trouble of going from place to place. So don't run around town to fix your feet. Call me at 265-7585 for an appointment. That's 265-7585. Serving Montgomery, Greenville, and surrounding areas for over a decade. Follow us on Facebook or visit us on the web at www.greenvillefootcare.com, where doctors' profiles, directions to the office, hours of operation, and new patient paperwork are all just a click away. You can also find useful information on common foot conditions and services that we provide. I'm Dr. Brian Keeley with Greenville Foot Care. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're enjoying some pretty nice weather today. Tonight will be uneventful, partly cloudy skies, overnight low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, a warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s, a few spotty afternoon showers possible, chance of a thunderstorm. Then by Monday night, an important front approaches the area with showers and thunderstorms in front of it and some really nice air behind it as we get towards the middle and latter part of next week. Really good stuff. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. We want to play you a video now. We're big, both Postman and I are big fans of Sid Roth at Supernatural. He has some great guests and bring a lot of salient points up, particularly with what all that's going on right now. So we want to play you a short video from Sid Roth. So bear with me as I figure this out.
But I am getting, as the story goes, sick and tired of sports, making comments on politics. I use it to kind of chill out, and I can't even do that anymore. News is just bad news. It seems to be whoever you're watching. I'm ready for some good news. And I have a prophetess by the name of Clarice Fluitt, who is also on our board of directors, that told me a series of dreams and visions and what God's been telling her about the future of the United States. And I am ready for some good news. How about you, Clarice?
I am ready, and I'm the good news girl of the day, because it's the word of God. It has the ability not only to inform, but to transform. So we are looking and believing that everyone that hears this, that not only are they going to get encouraged, exhorted, edified, built up, but they are going to say, thanks be to God, this thing is not over me, I'm over it.
Clarice, we are in a pandemic of not just coronavirus, a pandemic of fear, which is fueling the coronavirus. And we're about ready to transition to a pandemic of glory. So tell me this 8-minute visitation you had. Wow. Tell me about it.
Well, I go to morning prayer, and at that particular time, I was interceding. I was praying in tongues, and then suddenly I could see into it. I want to be careful how I explain this, because different people have different experiences with God. Don't want to make it scary or spooky. It was just my eyes were open, and I could see into another realm, and I believe you'd call that a vision. And in that, I saw the earth. And that the whole, all the earth, I mean, as far as you could see, and that there were these tractors, we'll call them tractors, but they were so immense, and they were ready for harvesting, and that the people driving the tractor were angels, and they were all 8 and 9 feet tall. They were big, big, big angels that were coming out, and they were singing angels, and when they would sing, the frequency that was going through, there was such joy, there was such hope, there was such life, and they were so happy as they came out, and they started their engines up, and the Lord spoke to me, and he says, behold, the foul ground of the souls of men. Now, I'm looking at the earth, but the Lord is showing me that what he is doing is plowing the soil of the souls of all mankind, and that when you plow, you have to go back to understand the scripture says clearly that Judah, which means praise, is the plow of God, and that these angels were praising God, and you could hear them singing such beautiful music as they began to plow the earth. You know, when you put a plow in dirt and you begin to turn it over, whatever was hidden in that dirt, whatever was buried in that dirt, whatever was unclean in that dirt, whether it be bodies or whatever it is, it comes up. And they were digging with this supernatural plow, and that all the old things were being taken away, and the ground was being laid open, and it ended up in great furrows and rows. And I was made to know, watch the planting of the Lord. And the Lord said, this is not a seed planting. This is a transplanting that God is bringing out of the rich resources of generations gone by, that he says, now we're going to plant, we're going to transplant. It's like, you know, the scriptures, and of course, the thing that I kept hearing is that we're headed back to Eden. God is bringing everything back to Eden, and that it's a journey that's going there. We're not there yet, but he says, I am restoring a people that will walk in fellowship with me, and that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, even as the waters cover the sea. So when I saw that, and I saw the planting, it immediately glory was everywhere, because all of these trees of righteousness that God was planting into the knowledge, the understanding of the finished work of Calvary. And that the Lord said, I said, Lord, is this the end of the world? And he says, no, it's the beginning of the third awakening. And he says, in this, he says, you've had the revelation of Jesus in Passover. You've had the revelation in part of the down payment of the Holy Spirit. And that there you've learned about worship and praise and to be a companion of like nature and ability. And he says, but now we move into the third dimension of God, the Father, and you're going to meet him. This is where glory comes. And he said, this is the third awakening of the reality of good. And he says, I'm going to turn the hearts of the fathers toward the children and the hearts of the children, where all of this abortion has gone on, all of the death of children, the sex slaves, all of this. He says, all of that's going to be changed, and the earth will be filled with the glory of God. So I see that. I see that very, and I said, Lord, how do we do this? He said, you summon the fountains of the deep by releasing the word of God and the declarations and the proclamations of the word, because the word of God has the power to perform itself. Don't be listening to all of this negative, something terrible. But then after he showed me that in prayer, I had also heard the Lord, it was about 4 or 5 days after that the Lord spoke to me. And he says, on the 18th of this month of September, when Rosh Hashanah comes, he says, it's a Jewish New Year. He said, there will be a curtain that will be raised in the spirit realm. And he says, things that have been concealing, wicked things, evil things, terrible things. He said, suddenly there will be the display, and that you will see there'll be revelations, not just in the media and where corruption has been in the government, in the politics, both Republicans and Democrats. It's going to be a terrible exposure, and that you're going to hear things. And he says, you have to understand it's part of the plowing. It's part of tearing up the old to build into the new. And the Lord says, behold, the glory of the Lord will fill the earth. You're going to see the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. The things that are before us is that we must be a people of praise, a people that refuse to be fearful of anything other than God, a people that are obedient to the calling of God, and a people that will be joyful. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Now, we have been in a worldwide pandemic with a spirit of fear raising its ugly head. And you say that based on what God has shown you, the absolute most important thing for someone to do is not be in agreement with the devil, even though the circumstances look hopeless, right, but to be in agreement with God. And you wrote a book called Rescript Your Future, and I want to get into as many hands as I can. So we're making it as an ebook,
right.
It's just a download, which we'll explain how you can get it in a few minutes. But why is it so important at this time? Like, you're living in an area that hurricanes are headed towards. In California, they're losing entire cities through fire. Through riots, we see what's going on. Even when I want to turn on TV to just kind of chill out and watch sports, all I hear is protests and anger and politics. I can't even chill out with sports, so I turn on news and I bang.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victory Land. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no. I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth?
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Okay, folks, those wild and crazy folks at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville are doing something special for you. They are taking bids on an AK pistol and 5.56 caliber. Hard to find. They are accepting bids right now. Go by the store. The highest bid will win the gun, an extra 100-round drum, two 41-round mags, 20 tracer rounds, and 40 regular rounds. Make sure you go by register today also for a free diamond ring. It could be yours. Drawing will be on September the 9th.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air's apples-to-apples price match guarantee, we will meet or beat any system or replacement offer that's an exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
I can't even handle that news. What in the world should we be doing right now? Let's suppose there's someone, because it's hurricane season, they lose their home, their loved ones, their pets, everything gone. But you say there's a turnaround coming. But at this moment, why is it so important to take the prophetic words that you have all from Scripture and start saying them about every area in your life?
Because the kingdom of God is a kingdom of words. Jesus is the Word made flesh, and we who are the redeemed are the flesh being made into the Word. And God's Word will not return void or empty, but it will accomplish what it's been sent for. You have a DNA, a divine nature attitude that has to be released out of the abundance, not the supply, but out of the abundance of your heart. And when you realize that angels watch over your words to perform them, and then you have to realize which angels are you summoning. If you speak the word of God, then the angelic host that represent the kingdom of God are released and says, the ministering spirits, are they not sent forth to aid us? Who are the heirs of salvation? That's their purpose. But they can't respond to anything until we speak the word of God. So we have superior air power, and we're over here throwing rocks and fussing and agreeing and taking sides and strengthening the enemy's camp, because Satan does not have creative ability, but he has imitating ability, and he imitates the kingdom of God. And the demons, as surely as you have a guardian angel that watches over you, you have a guardian demon waiting for you to release him. He cannot do anything until the church releases it. All power in heaven and earth has been, past tense, given. The keys to the kingdom belong to the redeemed. But yet we are huddling in masses and just terrified over all these bad things because we're looking, oh, it's black against white. It's Democrats against Republicans. It's Jews against Gentiles. It's all man against woman. All of these things. That's not what's going on. It's the kingdom of Satan that is confronting the kingdom of God. A war has come in. And we know who wins, but what activates, we can go through this so much quicker. If the redeemed will stand, they're as bold as a lion, and begin to activate and ratify and speak God's word. The reason I wrote this is that a lot of people don't know, they're not equipped with the word of God. You know, they don't understand. They have a gun, but they don't have any bullets.
You know, I'm reminded, Clarice, that if two or more agree in the name of the Messiah, it would happen. But you know what? The devil read that, and he's a counterfeit artist, as you just said, and he's getting people to agree with his word rather than God's word. I don't know of a more important thing that people can be doing right now than taking the promises of God. Throw out that news, throw out that sports, and start building a turnaround in your life with a God that says nothing is impossible. All things are possible. Amen. So here's what I want people to do to get this.
At Aspen Dental, smile for zero money down with zero worries. Plus pay zero interest if paid in full within...
This ebook, go to sidroth.org/future, sidroth.org/future, or click the link in the description below. But sidroth.org/future and download this book and start doing something about it, rather than agreeing with the bad news the devil is doing. Now, Clarice, tell me about this turnaround that God has shown you, this turnabout.
Well, we are in a situation, we're talking about to re-script your future, that you have the power of God's words that are, you know, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak. So the way I see what God's going to do, the turnaround, is causing the church to become aware that they are not victims, but they're victorious champions, and that the one can turn away 1,000 and two can turn away 10,000. And I know much prayer has gone forth, but you know, Sid, it's not just about prayer. We're going to have to activate. There are some things you're going to have to do as well, have to be supportive in every way for the kingdom of God to be manifest. The kingdom of darkness is garnering people and turning their minds because this demon spirit that has been released to blind the minds of people. See, that's what happened. They can't think. You can explain the plan to them, but they can't hear it. So you and I, the redeemed of the Lord, we have to have the kind of anointing that when we speak the word, the spiritual blindness, bam, it just breaks. We've got to move into a new signs and wonders and incredible things. What people are going to be motivated by is incredible signs and wonders. And you know, we've had the turnaround in finances. There have been times that I just sit there and money just appear in my house. I'm telling you, it is just up. We had over $27,000 appear within 30 minutes. And people say, that's kingdom. That's kingdom. That we're not need-oriented. We're not man-centered. We're not entertainment-based. That you become that which you adore. And that's what the scripture says. As we behold him, we are changed from glory to glory. So the church, the redeemed of the Lord, they cannot back up and say, I can't sing. I have to. Somebody said the other day, I'm on the road to Damascus. You know, say, get us in a situation that we're not terrified, that we're awakened to the power that we carry. That's the turnaround that I'm seeing, and that we are going to see after the 18th, of September, this curtain is going to raise and a new boldness. I mean, a new group of leaders are being equipped in this season. Oh, it's so good, the things that I'm seeing. Just as surely as this terrible pandemic or plandemic or however you want to say it, it has been brought upon us, it'll move like this, and God's kingdom is going to move with such speed and such force, and people will hunger after righteousness. We're seeing so much going on the airwaves. You know, we
What did you see about the, you know, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? We Jews, that's the time to repent. But this is, the world needs some repentance.
They have to. They all have to turn around. But there has to become, there has to be a revelation of Messiah. It has to come. There's going to be a revelation, and we are going to find that the weapons of our warfare have changed. The things that we once used, God says, listen, I'm going to take your slingshots and I'm going to replace it with the nuclear warhead, that you're going to be able to do warfare in a different dimension. I think I was sharing with you that as I heard the news, I'm living here in Louisiana, and today is the day that they say hurricanes are coming. Winds will be 180 miles an hour. This will happen. That will have 30 inches of rain at one time. And I said, let me tell you something, devil. I got power over storms. Now, that makes people nervous when you say things like that, but I've seen it work. And I said, Lord, I just thank you for every drop of rain that falls upon the face of this earth or through this hurricane. I claim a soul for the kingdom of God. Go ahead, make my day. You want to come over here? You just met your worst nightmare. Every wind that blows, I blow back with the power of God, the breath of God. I loose the ruah of God and the revelation of sonship and adoption. You need to be able to take every curse and reverse it. That's what I'm talking about. Rescript. Rescript your life. Where the devil is meant evil, God's meant.
Honey is special because it's really a story of place. The honeybees, they're telling you a story of where they've been.
Good.
Well, the book is called Rescript Your Future. And if you want the download, go to sidroth.org/future or click the link in the description below. That's sidroth.org/future. And Clarice, as you're speaking, I mean, I have only eyes for the glory that is coming. Yes. And in this time, I mean, I talked to my sister in Israel, and they're in a lockdown right now. In this time, if people will just do two things, pray in tongues more than you ever have
ever.
In your life.
Right.
Get a hold. I mean, you've done all the work for them. The scriptural prophetic words that they can be reading out loud, words are a magnet. What you've been saying, you don't want happening. What you want to see, you can change your future. Rescript, I love the title, Rescript Your Future. Tongues and Rescript Your Future. Clarice, pray a blessing over us.
Let's remember also, the Word of God tells us that every seed that God did not plant, you can pluck it up. Every seed that God didn't plant. So everything we've planted to ourselves along the negative, the things that we have said, the opinions that we've had that are not in alignment with the Word of God, let's just believe God's going to come do some weeding, and that we just say, God, anything that you didn't originate in me, just pull it out. Let's just
God,
pull it out.
Anything, I'm going to repeat that after you. Let's make it a prayer. God, anything that I said that you did not originate in me, pull it out now. Say that. Pull it out.
Absolutely. I cast it out in Jesus Christ's holy name. Those of you that are listening today, in the authority of the name of Jesus, such as God's given to me, I impart it to you. I just speak over these airwaves, and I thank God for a passion, for a zeal. And there are many of you that think, well, I'm too old. I've had my day and had my say. Get over that. Praise God. And begin to believe that God is a limitless God, that he has things that he has for you to do that nobody else can do. That these are the seasons that you must get up. You're full of the oil. You're full of the wine. You're full of the goodness of God. Nobody absorbs and reflects God the way you do. We have need of you. We have need of you. Not just saying and praying in tongues, but there are things that we can do in our community. There are things we can do. We can mentor people. We can take care of kids. There are things that need to be done and the kingdom of God be established in our countenance, our conduct, and our conversation. So, Father, in the authority of the name of Jesus, we come against this mind belittling spirit that has blinded the minds of people that keep them believing all of these isms having to do with Marxism and communism and socialism. I curse you. I curse you with a smile on my face. I tell you, devil, you're old and ugly. You'll never know the love of God. You've lost your glorified body. May the angels of the Lord pursue you on a dark and slippery path. And the hole that you have dug for these nations, we dig it for you. We put you in it. We be the sons of God. We have the keys. To that word, oh God, is a lamp unto our feet. Lord, we walk in the light. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We're covered by the blood of the Lamb. And devil, you can't hurt any of us because you are defeated. I loose that into the atmosphere. I'll release it into the body of Christ. Stand up, O sons of God. Take up the sword of the Spirit. Let the shield of faith be absolutely activated. Have that wonderful mind, that new mind of Christ in you. Have that helmet of salvation in the breastplate of righteousness, and know that you're as righteous as God because you are covered over with robes of righteousness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We release it into the atmosphere. You say, you talk so fast, yeah, because it is good what I'm saying. And I am excited, ignited, and delighted about it. We've gone public. Everything else has come out of the closet. It's time the church did.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Are you making a mistake that will ruin your retirement? Here's David J. Scranton, founder of the Retirement Income Store.
I'm David Scranton.
When it came time for my mom to retire, one simple mistake forced her to work years longer than she should have. And that's why I started the Retirement Income Store, to help hardworking Americans 55 and over plan for the retirement they deserve. I couldn't help my mom, but maybe I can help you.
Call the Retirement Income Store at 866-977-6434 and we'll send you our free Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's Amazon best-selling book, The Retirement Income Story. Plus, you'll be invited to enjoy a no-obligation conversation with an income specialist. So call 866-977-6434. That's 866-977-6434.
The Retirement Income Store.
Where retirees go for income.
Online at theretirementincomestore.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're enjoying some pretty nice weather today. Tonight will be uneventful, partly cloudy skies, overnight low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, a warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s, a few spotty afternoon showers possible, chance of a thunderstorm. Then by Monday night, an important front approaches the area with showers and thunderstorms in front of it and some really nice air behind it as we get towards the middle and latter part of next week. Really good stuff. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Hey, welcome back to Clear and There. I hope you enjoyed that prophetic word from Sid Roth. Postman, what was... Okay, the Jewish holiday she was talking about. What happened on that day? What's
the
big deal?
Well, she was talking about a Feast of Trumpets, uh-huh. And if you listen to the video closely, she mentioned before she was talking that like the 18th was coming.
Yeah, future tense. Yeah.
Right, and at the time the video was done, the hurricane was hitting. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so that was before the 18th. And of course, everybody know what happens on the 18th. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, and that was something that she didn't know that that Ruth Ginsburg was dying.
Of course, was going to die on that day. That's
right.
For sure.
But she said things would change after the 18th. Remember?
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Because basically what you're saying is now that Ginsburg's gone, Trump has the ability to appoint a conservative, which will give the conservatives the majority on the Supreme Court, then we can get rid of Roe versus Wade and abortion will be ended.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but abortion is like is like a curse that's been put on the United States.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of things that goes on, you know, when a woman aborts a baby.
Sure.
And the main thing is, it's related to witchcraft, and it goes all the way up to the second heaven, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And out in the realm, you know, where Satan and the demons operate.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And I heard one orator mention this one time. That the reason why abortion is so prevalent in the United States is because of that the generation that's being aborted right now, that's mm-hmm. that's the generation that will destroy the royal Shakar line, and you know.
So that'll be the ones that'll free us,
right?
Basically,
uh-huh. Right. And it's been going on for, 40-something years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And billions and or right. Million, hundreds
60,
of millions.
In the United States.
Billions?
No, it's 60 million.
My God.
It's somewhere in the order of 60 million kids that have been aborted.
Yeah.
And I also heard that he was trying to get his former glory back. And I don't know how true this was, but I heard one person was talking about the fact that he was going to use the light harvested, you know, from those souls mm-hmm. to make his cloak, that cloak that he had, you know, when
oh
he was
my
in heaven.
God. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense in a sick Satan kind of way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether or not, you know, that was true or not, but then we'll if he actually shows up And if he's here when if you're here when he shows up, you know, you you didn't get raptured or whatever. Or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
There you go. Leave it at that. Whatever. That's true. I don't know. Things are going to get wild, I tell you. And, folks, if you're just thinking it's Democrats, it's not. They're high-ranking Republicans up there that are just as guilty as they are. Just think when Trump got the nomination of all the Republicans who were very outspoken against him, there you go. There's a reason they were outspoken against him. As Newt Gingrich said, he hasn't been initiated. And I'll let you figure out what that means, because it means something. It means a lot.
And at some point in time, you know, when we actually find out, when we find out what actually happens, when an abortion takes place, and where everything goes, and what they do with it, and all the rituals, you know, that, mm-hmm. that they do related to that.
Ritual, that's a good word.
Yeah, and I mean, people are going to be like, are we living on Earth?
Uh-huh. This is America?
Yeah.
This is the beacon of liberty and justice of the world?
And the ritual they have planned for the United States to actually bring it down to naught. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard about it, and I heard about it in some detail, but not a whole lot of detail. And I mean, these are high occult and satanic rituals that they're gonna perform.
You better believe.
And and be honest with you, it's the same magic that helms from the that heralds, you know, from the throne room of heaven. But what they've done is they've taken it and they bastardized it.
Yes, they
corrupted
have.
It.
Transmogrified it.
It's the same kind of magic. Not magic with a C, magic with a K, spelled with the end
there
at the
go.
End of it,
there
spelled with a K.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And once you find out, you know, what's what, I mean, you're going to say, what in the world or what in the heck? Who or what what are we dealing with?
Yep. People, it's going to be a major wake up when that happens. It really is. Major, major wake up for people when they figure it out. Because yes, I think so many times, you know, and Frank talks about this all the time, you either believe the Bible or you don't believe the Bible. There is no in between. And he's right. I think people, when we read the Bible, we think that it's not literal, that they're using metaphors. Well, they're not. The things that it talks about, these things are real. These demons are real. These creatures are real.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's what's going to really be the big wake-up call, is these things are real. This isn't just a metaphor. You know?
Yeah, and some of them are flesh and blood,
uh-huh.
you know, just like we are.
Uh-huh.
But then some of them are gaseous, some of them are etheric. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And they don't have bodies.
That's
know?
Right.
And some of them are symbiote.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just they're in all forms. You know?
Yes, they are.
How do you think they occupy a body? How do you think a legion of them can get in one body? That's because they don't have one.
Mm-hmm. They're looking for one.
And they're looking for one to occupy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, William Cooper talked about that a lot. Aleister Crowley, if you're, you know, the rock and roll musicians worship Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley was a 33rd degree Mason. He called himself the Beast because he was so into the satanic stuff. But he's the one who accidentally stumbled upon the harvesting of energy from an innocent child. When you do terrible things to them. He's also the author of what's called the Book of the Law, which is basically the Satanic Bible, where he talks about doing things in reverse. The satanic initiate is to practice talking backwards, walking backwards. Then you got backward masking, which is legal in court in many, many countries. In other words, you play what somebody says backwards, and you get the real meaning of what they're saying. There is so much stuff tied into this, folks, so much evidence that I got to tell you, it's real. It's happening. And I tell you, as the veil tears more and more of this, you're going to be able to see it. I'm seeing a lot of it now. But it's going to get wild. It's going to get crazy. But you just remember. You heard about it here, because we're trying to warn you right now.
Right. And it goes all the way to the court system, folks.
Absolutely it does.
And the way court proceedings are done, that's going to change. You know, because all of it is made to deceive you, mm-hmm. to deceive the regular layperson.
Oh, absolutely, it
yeah.
is.
And it's written in adverb verb form. And it needs to be written in prepositional phrases, you know, so you can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's what it's for. And the main thing about that is the banking that they do. It's the money that they make off of it.
Oh, boy, hell.
That's the main thing.
Yep.
It's not justice, you know, because if you knew why that judge was there, he's mourning justice because he got on a robe. He's wearing the robe. He's mourning justice.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's the wordplay and all is amazing when you really dig into it. All right, let's hit this quick break. We'll open the phones up here in just about 15 minutes. Y'all bear with us. Clear in the air. We'll be back.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Yep. Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Let me give you a quote here. This is from a man named Bernard Malamud, who wrote The Natural. We have two lives, one we learn with and the one that we live after that. Suffering is what brings us towards happiness. Now, what he's saying, let me paraphrase. If you were happy all the time, then how would you know what happiness is? If you didn't have something to compete against that emotion, how would you know what that emotion is? Now, as an aside, let me say that this also answers that eternal question, is why did God make evil? Because if a man has no choice, then how do you know how he really feels about something? Say you had a puppy, and that puppy loved you, and you think this puppy just adores you. But if your puppy's never been around anybody else but you, how do you know he truly cares for you? He has to have options. I think that's kind of why God created evil. He wants to know who truly loves him and who truly doesn't. But that's a whole another show in itself.
Yeah, it is. And I think the main goal here was balance.
Balance.
To bring balance to it.
Yep.
Yep.
South Dakota's governor, who's a hottie, Kristi Noem. I like her. I like her a lot. Now, she seems to stand out because she, here's what she said. I know that when you have a leader overstep their authority in a time of crisis, that's really when you lose this country, and I didn't want to be guilty of that. She's not enforced any of these crazy pandemic mandates, and I love her for that. That's great. Nine governors of states within our union have refused to play games with the likes of the federal government. Bill Gates, his little henchman Fauci, all of them, I'm talking about the fraud that they perpetrated, the pandemic. There have been nine governors who have not shut their states down. She's one of them. I love it. She declined to lock her state down amid the coronavirus pandemic, even as other government leaders around the nation issued restrictions, such as Alabama. This is ridiculous. Now, Noam Christie said she listened to both health officials and individuals who informed her about the bounds of her gubernatorial authorities. And like I just quoted you, I know that when you have a leader overstep their authority in a time of crisis, that's really when you lose the country. I didn't want to be guilty of that. So I never issued a shelter in place. I never closed a business. I didn't even define an essential business because I don't have the authority to do that. She's absolutely right. You know, it's unbelievable what they've done. They've taken everything. They took everything that Donald Trump had accomplished in 3 years, a blowing and going economy, the least unemployment, particularly among blacks, ever, and they destroyed it in just a couple of months with this pandemic. Something that they had done a test run on, something that the power that shouldn't be, they'd all gotten together and planned 2 or 3 years prior. It's a fact. All of this, is what they're doing to us is unconstitutional, folks. I hope everybody sees this. That we're being, churches are being attacked, businesses are being attacked, and what kills me is the number of people that are falling in line with this. It's a perpetrated fraud. People must rise up and impeach every single one of these tyrants for transgressing the United States Constitution and indict each and every one of them. That's Article 2, Section 4, Article 1. They need to be impeached. They need to be removed for crimes against the Constitution. That's what this is. People are confused because one day the CDC says, well, we need masks to mitigate the spread of the virus. And the next day they say, well, we've determined masks do no good in stopping the spread of the virus. So you don't know what to believe. Well, I can tell you for a fact the CDC is corrupt. I know that for a fact because of what I'm dealing with. They're corrupt. They're liars. They lie. They don't tell you the truth.
Yeah, it did dawn on me then when one of the doctors came missing. It was, I think it was early 2010s.
Yep.
And they found him about a, 2-3 weeks later. He was in Flint River,
floating in the river,
not far from the CDC.
Yep. Yeah, they had him killed.
Yeah.
A bunch of whistleblowers have talked about they knew that the vaccines were tainted. They knew what they were going to do to children, cause autism, whatever. They did it anyway because that's their gig. It's damage. That's what they're destroying America. That's part of it. Okay. Arthur Schlesinger, who writes for the New York Times, wrote, here's what he wrote. History is to the nation as memory is to the individual. As persons deprived of memory become disoriented and lost, not knowing where they've been and where they're going, so a nation denied a conception of the past will be disabled in dealing with its present and its future. What he just said right there explains why they want to get rid of the monuments, why they want to get rid of history, why they want to erase everything. Because it's a lot easier to take us to places where we never meant to go when they get rid of us knowing where we've been, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. If history is the memory of a country, then America has national Alzheimer's. History, after all, is the memory of a nation. Memory enables the individual to avoid making the same mistake twice. The use of history is to tell us past themes. Else should we have to repeat, each in his own experience, the successes and the failures of our forebears. Aristotle, in his Rhetoric, 4th century BC, called this deliberate rhetoric, using examples from the past to predict future outcomes. Quote, the political orator is concerned with the future. It is about things to be done hereafter that he advises for or against. Pulitzer Prize winner poet Carl Sandburg wrote, when a nation goes down or a society perishes, one condition will always be found. They forgot where they came from. Wise words indeed.
And, of course, Harvard professor George Santayana wrote in Reasoning Common Sense back in 1905, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Absolutely correct. And let's go back to a founding father, Patrick Henry, back on March 23rd, 1775, said, I know of no way of judging the future but by the past. That's true. How about Edmund Burke? Reflections on the Revolution in France, 1790. People will not look forward to posterity who have never looked backwards to their ancestors. Cicero said, not to know what happened before you were born is to be a child forever. Simple, but to the point. Will and Ariel Durant wrote in The Story of Civilization, 1967, history is an excellent teacher with few pupils. Civilization is not inherited. It has to be learned and earned by each generation anew. If the transmission should be interrupted, civilization would die, and we should be savages once again. How about Ronald Reagan? Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-thought lessons of how they, in their lifetime, must do the same. That explains why they've put so much effort to brainwash, mind control our youth, folks. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in America, back when men were once free. J. Edgar, Do These Pumps Make Me Look Fat? Hoover wrote in the introduction to Edward L. Urson's book, America's Spiritual Recovery, we can see all too clearly the devastating effects of secularism on our Christian way of life. The period when it was smart to debunk our traditions undermined high standards of conduct. A rising emphasis on materialism caused a decline of God-centered deeds and thought. Let's see. This echoed an earlier Russian author, who I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce. If there is no God, everything is permitted. Everything is permitted gives license to thugs to spread violence in the streets, and also deep state bureaucrats to subvert the constitutional republic of our country. How about that? I recall hearing a number of old people offer the following explanation for the great disasters that have befallen Russia. Men have forgotten God. That's why all this happened. Wow. Yep. First thing they do is get rid of God, and you see what happens, folks. They get rid of our history because that way it's easier for them to control our future, our present, and our future, which will become our past. And that's the truth. Let's see. We're going to open the phones up when we get back from this break. 272-9228's number here in the Bluedale building. In Georgia, there's a big to-do going on over there, particularly in Walton County, Georgia, because the school district, the parents are upset because their kids are given Islam to study in their public school. Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. I saw one of the little pamphlets. Someone put a picture of the pamphlet on there. And the thing is, they're saying, well, they're doing this because they're taught Christianity. No, they're not taught Christianity. They haven't had to learn the Ten Commandments. They haven't had to learn any of that stuff. So now they're making them learn things from the Quran, the five pillars of Islam. They're taught there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Perhaps the most disturbing to Christian parents was the, quote, correct answer that the Muslim God Allah is the same God that is worshipped by Christians and Jews alike. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It is not. No.
Allah is a small g.
You better believe it was a small g.
Yeah.
At the same time Islam's being studied in detail, the beliefs of Christianity are glossed over, say the parents. There are now more than 2,300 parents and concerned citizens who've joined a Facebook group dedicated to opposing the school system's method of teaching comparative religions. Parent Michelle King told WSB-TV that she's upset because students seem to spend a lot more time learning about Islam than any other religion. My daughter had to learn the Shahada and the five pillars of Islam, which is what you learn to convert, she said. But never once have they learned anything about the Ten Commandments or about God. What they're learning goes against my religion completely, she said. This is just, here we go, folks.
Who's pushing that? Board of Education?
That's what they need to find out. I want to know who on the Board of Education has convinced the other members that this is what they need to do. I mean, let's cut to the chase. Let's follow the line all the way to where it starts, and let's stop it there.
And are these people Islamic?
You know they are. You better believe they are.